From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia's anti-corruption crackdown has netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen potentially face trials. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding they know what they're doing, referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zuna said he sees more to this than a crackdown on graft.
This purge, while the targeted people may or may not be guilty of various corrupt practices, does appear to be more political in nature. It's an effort of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, to basically get rid of any potential rivals prior to his coming ascent to power.
Saudi Arabia has warned that a missile attack from Yemen Saturday may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by Iran. Tehran denies arming the Houthis and blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. Yemeni Army spokesman Colonel Aziz Rashid said Yemen launched the Burqan 2H missile targeting the King Khalid International Airport near Riyadh. The Saudi coalition has responded by cutting the air, sea, and land links to Yemen. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has dismissed a deputy who was once seen as his possible successor. Information Minister Simon Kayamoyo announced the firing of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa on Monday.
It had become evident that his conduct in the discharge of his duties had become inconsistent with his official responsibility.
The firing could open the path to the presidency for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, who's made her political ambitions known over the past 3 years. This is VOA News. President Trump is in South Korea, part of a regional tour that's been dominated by North Korea's weapons development. Following a meeting with South Korea's President Moon Jae-in, Mr. Moon, speaking through an interpreter, said both men agreed to resolve the North Korea issue peacefully.
We agreed to work towards resolving North Korean nuclear issue in a peaceful manner and bringing permanent peace to the Korean Peninsula.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies are making a great deal of progress in the dealing with the North's missile and nuclear threat. He called it a global threat that requires worldwide action. The U.S. Air Force acknowledged Monday that it failed to provide information as required by law about the criminal history of the gunman who was dishonorably discharged and later killed 26 people at a Texas church that would have blocked his legal access to firearms. Former Airman Devin Kelly also wounded 20 at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs Sunday. Freeman Martin with the Texas Department of Public Safety said Kelly may have been motivated by a domestic dispute.
There was a domestic situation going on within this family. The suspect's mother-in-law attended this church. We know that she had received threatening texts from him. And we can't go into details about that domestic situation that is continuing to be vetted and thoroughly investigated.
Kelly believed to have died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The U.N. Security Council Monday urged Myanmar, also known as Burma, to end its security crackdown in western Rakhine State. Sebastiano Carti is the Italian U.N. ambassador.
The Security Council strongly condemned the widespread violence that has taken place in Rakhine State, Myanmar, since 25 August, which has led to the mass displacement of more than 607,000 individuals, the vast majority belonging to the Rohingya community.
The council stopped short of drafting a resolution. Kenya's Supreme Court Monday received two petitions challenging the result of last month's repeat presidential election that the main opposition boycotted. A coalition of rights groups filed one, a politician the other. The first election, August 8, was annulled by the Supreme Court due to irregularities. Ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont, writing on Twitter Monday, said he's been released without bail by a Belgian judge, but his thoughts are with his former colleagues imprisoned in Spain on rebellion and sedition charges. Puigdemont and four others left Spain for Belgium after Madrid imposed direct rule on the northeast region of Catalonia following an independence declaration. In Australia, two children were killed when a car plowed into a school in Sydney Tuesday. Three were injured. The driver, a 52-year-old woman, was not hurt but was tested as part of an investigation of the crash, which initially appeared not to have been intentional. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.